Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Missouri has put two people to death since last November, with another execution scheduled for late January. St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon's Chris McDaniel and Veronique LaCapra have been looking into the state's secretive and controversial lethal injection process. They've discovered the state may be ignoring its own laws and carrying out the death penalty.
At 10:52 on December 11th, inmate Alan Nicholson was pronounced dead. It was the state's second execution by lethal injection in 3 weeks, and it left numerous questions unanswered. As we've reported in previous months, a shortage of willing drug suppliers has led Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to direct the state to adopt a controversial new execution method.
Now the state is using a sedative, pentobarbital, that's also commonly used by veterinarians to euthanize animals. And the drug isn't made by a drug manufacturer, but by something called a compounding pharmacy, which mixes up the drug based on a specific request. Compounding pharmacies, like Missouri's execution drug supplier, aren't regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. These types of pharmacies are supposed to be regulated by the states. And as we've previously reported, the drugs they make are less likely to meet standards than drugs approved by the FDA. The execution drug's potency is critical. If the drug is too weak, or even not what it should be, it could result in a painful or slow death. And the U.S. Constitution is supposed to protect us from cruel and unusual punishment.
To complicate the issue, the state has fought hard to keep the identity of the supplier a secret, making it difficult to know if the state's execution method is both legal and ethical. The secrecy led a federal judge to declare that the state was getting its execution drug using a, quote, shadow pharmacy hidden by the hangman's hood. But by piecing together documents from dozens of public records requests, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon has figured out that this shadow pharmacy is in Oklahoma, and it isn't licensed in Missouri. Under normal circumstances, selling a drug without a license could be a felony punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
And when you violate Missouri law in order to carry out Missouri law, that seems contradictory.
Tony Rothard is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri, a group opposed to the death penalty. The ACLU has sued the state for keeping the supplier a secret. When we approached him with the information that the pharmacy isn't licensed,
it's not surprising, and that the state has gone to great lengths to hide what it's doing and to be secretive about what it's doing. So it's not surprising that there is something there that the state was trying to cover up.
The director of the Department of Corrections, George Lombardi, refused to comment for this story. But in a written statement, a department spokesperson said, quote, "The Department of Corrections complies with all laws relating to the acquisition of drugs used in executions."
We should point out that this pharmacy is licensed to do business in Oklahoma. But getting licensed in Missouri isn't just an administrative issue. It's the way the state maintains quality. Ned Milenkovich, a pharmacist and attorney who serves on the Illinois Board of Pharmacy, says the whole point of boards of pharmacy is to make sure that drugs are safe and effective.
The purpose of the board is not to protect the pharmacy and the pharmacist, but rather to protect the public of the state and the citizens of Missouri in this case.
Milenkovich says out-of-state pharmacies are legally required to be registered in the state they are shipping drugs to. Another expert we spoke to for this story, a former member of the Missouri Board of Pharmacy, agreed. But when we got into specifics on the legality of the Department of Corrections buying the drug for an execution, both the experts said they were unsure, that it was a gray area, that under these circumstances, the state might get to play by different rules. We asked the current members of the Missouri Board of Pharmacy whether they will be investigating the pharmacy for possibly breaking the law. They did not respond to our request for comment.
The legality of this specific situation is murky, but having an execution drug supplier not licensed by the Missouri Board of Pharmacy removes yet another layer of scrutiny in an already secretive process. As we've said before, the execution drug this Oklahoma pharmacy makes doesn't face oversight by the FDA. And if the Missouri Board of Pharmacy also isn't making sure the drug is what it claims to be, who is providing oversight?
Missouri is relying on another state to regulate the pharmacy and make sure its practices meet standards. We've tried to understand why the Department of Corrections would resort to using a pharmacy that isn't regulated in Missouri. One possibility is that the state thought the identity of the supplier wouldn't get out. They even changed the rules to try to make it illegal to name the pharmacy. Milenkovich, with the Illinois Board of Pharmacy, offered another possibility.
It could be the case that they can't find a pharmacy in Missouri to participate in this type of activity because, you know, when you take your oath of pharmacist practice or your oath of medicine, you know, a lot of people are, you know, for whatever reason, put off by the fact that they are going to be preparing a medication that is not going to be helpful for a person, not going to treat them, but rather is going to be used to put them to death.
Inmates are supposed to have the right to challenge the constitutionality of the state's method of execution. But in practice, Missouri has executed inmates before the courts have ruled on whether doing so violated their rights. A federal judge has criticized the state for treating executions like a game of chess, making changes to their methods and rushing to carry out lethal injections while the lawyers try to keep up. In court, Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster's office has repeatedly defended the state's execution process. His office asserts that the supplier should be kept secret, although they declined to comment for this story. The governor's office declined to comment as well. But in previous months, Nixon has defended the department's new secrecy.
I feel like the Department of Corrections has come up with an appropriate protocol that balances the need to do this ultimate punishment with making sure that we have as humane a way as possible to get it done.
The state of Missouri is basically saying, trust us.
Tony Rothert with the ACLU.
Everything that they've done with respect to the procuring of drugs and carrying out the death penalty in recent months has shown that we can't trust them. Instead, what they've shown is that they'll go to great lengths, breaking Missouri law, disobeying court orders, in order to make sure the executions are carried out.
Missouri is scheduled to carry out its next execution in late January. That could be before the courts have time to decide if the state's new execution method is constitutional. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
And I'm Chris McDaniel.
And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. To see original documents and get more information about executions in Missouri, just visit our website, kbia.org. I'm Raymond Hungacar. Thanks for listening.